Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we slay screen addiction and reclaim our lives one epic day at a time. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and today, we're diving headfirst into something that's creeping up on us like a sneaky ninja screen time anxiety. Ever feel that little jolt of dread when you see the red notification bubble staring back at you? You know, the one that whispers, "Oh no, there are so many things I need to respond to, check, and scroll through." That's screen time anxiety, my friends, and it's a real thing. It can hijack your peace of mind, leaving you feeling overwhelmed and depleted. But guess what? We're not letting it win. First things first. Let's get crystal clear on what this anxiety looks like. It's that nagging feeling of needing to be constantly connected, that fear of missing out, FOMO, the panic when your phone battery dips below 20%, and even those moments where you just can't seem to put it down, even when you know you should. Now, picture this. You're at a dinner party, surrounded by amazing people, but your mind is constantly drifting back to your phone. What if there's a message I need to respond to? What if someone tagged me in something hilarious on Instagram? That, my friends, is screen time anxiety rearing its ugly head. So how do we tackle this digital dragon? Let's break it down with 5 powerful tools to conquer screen time anxiety. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step is recognizing when you're feeling the anxiety creep in. What triggers those feelings? Is it a certain app and notification sound, or even just the sight of your phone? Pay attention to your body and emotions. Are you feeling stressed, restless, or irritable? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies to manage them. 2. Phone-free zones. Designate specific areas in your life where your phone is strictly off-limits. Think about your bedroom, the dinner table, or even just those precious 30 minutes before bed. These are sacred spaces for connection, relaxation, and quality time with yourself and loved ones. 3. Schedule your scrolling. Instead of letting yourself endlessly scroll, schedule specific times for checking social media or emails. Treat it like an appointment, a 15-minute window where you can catch up on the digital world. Then, put your phone away and focus on other things. 4. Embrace boredom. Remember those days when boredom wasn't a bad thing? It was actually an opportunity to daydream, get creative, or simply relax. Let yourself feel bored sometimes, it can be surprisingly freeing. You might be surprised by the amazing ideas that pop into your head when you give your mind a break from the constant stimulation of your phone. 5. Find your offline tribe. Cultivate real-life connections with people who share your interests and values. Join a book club, take a cooking class, or simply grab coffee with a friend. Remember, meaningful connections are built face-to-face, not through a screen. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine yourself at a park, surrounded by the beauty of nature. The sun is shining, birds are singing, and you're enjoying a peaceful walk. Suddenly, your phone buzzes in your pocket. Do you pull it out immediately, or do you savor that moment of tranquility? This is where awareness comes in. By recognizing your triggers and making conscious choices, you can choose to put your phone aside and truly enjoy the present moment. Think about a time when you felt genuinely disconnected from your phone, maybe during a hike, a family gathering, or even just a quiet evening at home. How did it feel? More relaxed. More present. More connected to yourself and the people around you. That's the power of disconnecting. It allows us to reclaim our time, energy, and focus. Remember, your phone is a tool, not your master. By understanding screen time anxiety, setting healthy boundaries, and embracing real-life connections, you can take back control and live a more fulfilling life, one mindful moment at a time. Ready to ditch the digital drama? Join me tomorrow for another episode where we'll be tackling the art of mindfulness in a world obsessed with notifications. Don't forget to share your thoughts on social media using #YourPhoneIsTheVillain. Let's create a community of mindful tech warriors together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.